funny that zero planning goes into this, you know? Like, how are we entering it?
Well, we just kind of, like, it just so happened that we both happened to wear these.
Well, like, I mean, it's the debut of the Minority Report, right?
But it's just such a weird coincidence, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, here I am with, what's your name? Character name? You didn't think
we
of
have character names? Do you have a character name?
Yeah.
What's your character name?
I'm Alejandro Pastor, but you could just call me Al Pastor.
Like the food.
Don't call my name. Don't call my name. That's my intro song, Kevin. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the morning show, Minority Report Edition, episode 6 or 7. I'm not quite sure. I put it in a tweet.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I wasn't quite sure which episode we're on.
Today we're introducing the Minority Report tag team.
Woo! Well, maybe,
Joey,
maybe
you got your mask on?
Triple threat.
They know it's a triple threat.
Come on,
Joey, come in here.
Come on, Joey.
You got your mask on.
Guys,
get over here, Joey.
Nobody can hear you, Joey.
Oh, nobody can hear you. Wow. You got one without a fucking mouth hole?
I couldn't do it.
You got one without a mouth hole? What the fuck?
All right, it's the Minority Report. Woo!
God.
Oh, man. Yeah. And we are ready to kick the shit out of those LaCroix boys. You know what I mean?
Fucking LaCroix bullshit.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
Bunch of losers.
Nick's,
you know,
not
what I'm
even
saying?
Here today.
Yeah, he's an awesome
coward.
He's scared,
ran away.
Dude.
He ran away. He didn't have to do that thing.
He's scared, dude. He's scared.
Whoa.
Oh, God damn it. Whoa.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Here we go.
Where's your partner, buddy boy?
My partner's premiering his movie a second time in Austin.
That's not how premieres
He's
work.
He's at a film festival showing it to people.
That's not how premieres work.
No one goes to RTX that matters.
What?
No one goes to RTX that matters.
LaCroix, do you get your flavor?
LaCroix boys are here.
Get
everybody,
your
don't worry. Sorry, I'll take over. I know nobody wants to see. Nobody wants to see the Minority
all
Report.
Right, all right.
I'm here. I'll run the show. Don't worry about it. I'll do it. Everybody wants to see
what a real
champ says. That's right. You all know me. I am co-champion.
Oh my God.
I am junior president.
Oh my God.
Isn't that outrageous? Give me what I want.
Can't do it.
They want the LaCroix boys.
You're so strong, Kevin.
Thank you.
Dude, that was really, really talented of you.
You know, every once in a while, man. Minority Report!
Yeah, man. Joey, get back here, Joey!
Joey!
She left. She left.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, these things are very, very tight.
I like it. It feels good. It feels like everything's restricted.
No, but it's also just very warm. And I'll tell you, Kevin, last night Alejandro Pastor had a little accident.
I don't know what that means.
In the ring, so his neck hurts. But also he slept really wrong. So he's got a lot of neck pain right now.
Okay.
So
you want me to get in there? We're a team now, so
there's a lot of flexibility lost.
I can help you out. You know, grab your neck, do one of these.
Well, the last time you did that, you turned it the wrong way, and I was
hurt
for at least a month.
You got scared and tightened up like I told you not to.
No,
I was like, don't tighten up, and then you flexed everything.
Whew, it's fucking hot in here, dude.
Yeah, the fans on like rotate, and I don't think it's rotating.
It's not oscillating.
It just stops right there.
It's an oscillating problem.
Why would Joey aim it that way?
Hold on.
Here's a LaCroix boy. Gonna fix my fan. Thank you, LaCroix boy.
You're in the shot.
God, get a longer shirt.
Hold on, I got it. Old Alejandro Pastor's gotta get some pain relievers, Kevin.
There it is.
I'm just dealing with some neck pain right now.
You don't see, all right? You're getting behind the fucking luchador mask.
You didn't see all the times that Stone Cold would go backstage and just pump his body with fucking horse steroids, okay? And that's what I'm doing right now. I got some Aleve, though, dealing with a lot of pain. Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Mm-hmm. Real hot in here. It's going to get real, real wet in this mask.
Yeah. I'm wearing
Le Mif Mama, you want the door open?
No, we're good.
Wait, what?
He's asking if I want the door open, but he called me Le Milk Mama.
Oh.
Because he, you know, we're Latin.
Mama Leche.
There you go.
Mama Leche.
Mama Leche.
Hey. That's really good. Anyway, guys, what's up? Welcome to the morning show for Thursday. It is Thursday.
I was
totally lucky.
That was a guess. Good
totally
job.
Lucky by me. For Thursday, August 30th. My name is Alejandro Pastor, a.k.a. Andy Cortez, a.k.a. the Nitro Rifle. And we're here with Mama Leche. What's up, cool Greg?
No, El Americano.
El Americano, Mama Leche.
Yeah,
we got a cool Greg, what's up?
Hey, Kevin, I'm not getting any levels on your mic anymore.
I unplugged it when I ran out. I for sure unplugged it.
When you ran away?
Yeah.
It's all good. These mics pick up everything.
Yeah, they can still hear them.
These mics pick up everything. End of the week's almost here, all right? Cool Greg's giving me the gang shit up there. So what's Cool Greg's wrestling name? He doesn't have a...
Actually know what team Cool Greg's on.
Right.
Because I was saying he's got to be part of the Gettys Bros. And then Tim immediately was like, no, man, I'm TNA.
TNA.
Yeah, for Tim and Alfredo.
Oh, okay.
Tim and Andrea, maybe.
The Knight. I guess Cool Guy could be the Knight.
The Knight?
Nightcrawler. I love Nightcrawler.
He's cool, man.
I think, like, that's the best name for him.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
It's already used. That's the problem.
Yeah, but...
Not so for what? Wrestling, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Cool Greg, you're the Nightcrawler now, man. Just accept it, dude. You're the Nightcrawler.
There it is. There
so
it
we
is.
Got Mama Leche, Nightcrawler. We
no,
got a LaCroix boy.
That's not my... Remember? That's Mama what they call me.
El Americano, Mama Leche.
El Americano. No, see, you can't add the...
You could... There's tons... Dude, you could do anything.
Don't do that,
the
though.
The First Amendment, Kevin.
They're using our language against us,
we got the First Amendment, man. Guys, welcome. This is my third time entering the morning show for August 30th. The end of the month's almost here. How is it about to be September, Kevin? Time flies by, dude.
I still remember January and being like, this year's going to go fast, and here we are.
I remember in March you being like, we just got to get to Christmas, man.
Yeah,
we
dude, just got to right get right around Christmas. The corner. You
it's
know, those
almost
two
there,
weeks
dude.
Off, so I just need to sleep.
It's almost
I'm so
there.
Tired.
Our sponsor today is MeUndies. We'll talk about them later. For now, let's get into housekeeping, Cool Greg.
What kind of hotel is this?
I don't know. It didn't play down there. Was it supposed to play down
no,
there?
No, it doesn't play right down there.
It always
oh,
does.
Oh, you know what it does?
It always does.
Is On Live 3 on?
Yeah.
Above the little T-stick, the third light. It is?
On air?
Three. On air, yeah. Number 3, yeah. Do it one more time. Yeah, no, it's not playing.
Something's up.
Every fucking time. Every time I sit down, something's broken. And I, you know, I'm tethered in because I'm wearing
a
dress shirt.
You're tethered.
So
dude.
I put it through my thing.
That's got to be the shortest tie I've ever seen in my life.
I tied it really short so
okay,
people can see the little bald eagle holding an American flag.
Dude, America and Mexico. Doing it big.
Hey,
doing it big time.
Not
big.
Like politics right now. But.
Here, let's get a thumbnail. Hold on. Ready? We'll do this. There you go. All right, guys, housekeeping. Guys, you could back us at the Patreon fan mail tier for $50.
Greg, you do you have the pictures there somewhere?
Of a real champ? One of the LaCroix boys?
You can keep talking.
But
it doesn't matter.
He's not...
He is the champ. He beat
him. Read
you.
Him and weep, Minority Report.
All right.
You'll never have this.
He stole it from
never!
You.
I don't know if the tag team championship has a bell or an award, but we're taking it if it does, right, Andy?
I would love to.
A little bit more enthusiasm.
Thanks for the one, Cool Greg. I love that one right there. That's a great one right there.
And the focus looks great. Yeah.
Why is this camera so much more like desaturated than the other one?
Because
Mama
they have different. They have different color sensors.
Sure.
Yeah,
color
sensors. So if you want one of these, stop touching. See what you did?
Oh, Jesus
this
Christ.
One, you go on Kinda Funny Games? Is that right, Games?
Yeah, that's Games. No.
Yeah, this is Games.
Okay, and this is Kinda Funny Patreon. Patreon.com/KindaFunny, Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames.
I've talked to Joey, whose name we don't... Does she have a cool nickname?
Queen of the Minority Report.
Can you just... Can you get your opinions
La
out of
Reina.
Here? La Reina. La Reina. I like that.
Well, that's Selena's name, but...
Selena.
Our true queen. But yeah, you can get both of these guys. So go ahead and back us, please.
Now, I've heard that there's a lot of people requesting to get these signed for like family members and stuff. So we're going to do something. Joey's going to put out a big old post that allows you to like, if you want this sent to your mom, you can have that in there. But remember to put like, hey, don't say anything racist or like, where's your mom's limit? Let Nick know, because he's going to push a little bit past that.
Oh, he's going to push past that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you get customized shoes at Nike, and you put your initials. It's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that. Next piece of housekeeping. Cool, Greg. Nick is gone right now. He's in Austin, Texas right now for the Out of Bounds Festival. And if you are in the Austin area, you can go watch the new documentary, Waiting for the Punchline, along with Nick, Christina, and Brian Garr. They're going to be doing some stand-up.
Exciting
in Austin,
stuff.
Texas,
yeah.
To lead up to the showing of the documentary. Again, we've talked about the documentary ad nauseum. It's phenomenal. So if you're in the area, please go check it out. When will it be available for everybody? I don't know, so quit asking me, all right?
I really would like to see it.
Again,
I haven't seen it because these guys don't take me.
Venmo me $10 and I'll show it to you somehow.
That's not true.
We'll figure it out.
He doesn't have it.
We'll figure it out. What's up?
Is that a big deal? Is your name there?
Yeah, that part's so funny to me.
I mean, yeah, a lot of people were in that documentary. I believe I was in the documentary. I haven't seen it, so
featuring
I don't know.
Greg Miller, Andy Cortez, and Jeff Ramsey, like the three. I was in it for like 6 seconds.
Elise Willow's bigger than all of us?
Yeah, Elise and James are pretty prominently featured, but for some reason, I am named before Jeff Ramsey, and they're not named at all. I think that's the funniest, dumbest thing ever.
Fuck Jeff Ramsey!
He's cool, man. He's cool.
Minority Report hates Jeff Ramsey.
It's true, we do, we hate him!
No.
No?
No, dude, that's not our message.
Dude, but like, there was a fan out there fucking cheering for us. Dude, what am I supposed to do, disagree with him?
I just picture the girl from Selena like getting crushed up against a cage. Remember that?
No.
You remember the movie? Greg, you remember that, right? The girl at the concert? At the Selena concert?
Oh, yeah, okay.
When she's like, ah! Like in
Did
front of the cage.
Did she get hurt?
I think she died.
No.
Yeah, that's tragic.
It's
tragic. Because the stage was about to collapse. And there was too many people there. And they were having a freak out. They were freaking out on stage. They were like, what was the dad's name? Edgar. Right, Edgar?
No, that was the boyfriend.
Edward.
Who's Edward James
Olmos? Edward James Olmos is the dad, right. Yeah. Let's just call him Papa Selena. They're like, Papa Selena, we have to get these people out of here. There's too many people out there. And they're in danger on stage. And then the whole, I sound just like him, right? It's crazy, yeah, it's crazy. But the stage is about to collapse. And then like part of it broke and they left. And they told everybody to calm down. They left the stage and then they come back. And then they do like all the dual screen stuff. The really crappy like filmmaking shit. And it's like, como la flor! And then, woo, and it cuts to the crowd, and then it shows, it like superimposes her face on the crowd, like yeah, really
it's
badly. Fucked.
It's like I'm watching it, it's cool.
It's really good, yeah, yeah really good yeah, stuff. Yeah. I guess we could just start with the news.
That was cool. It? That's we got through all the
I think that's
housekeeping?
It.
Yeah. Nothing else? This is like the last day, right?
Oh, wait, no, there's another thing. I guess
tomorrow.
There's no link, though, but Huma Fall Flat has been sponsoring this week's party mode to promote their new multiplayer mode that's new to console. Again, this video just went live to everybody on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. The comments are like overwhelmingly positive. Normally there's always a few bad apples that don't like the episode or just
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
And that, you know, that's fine. But the whole comment section is just like, holy shit, this is one of the best episodes ever. Human Fall Flat is like
super frustrating to watch.
Huh?
Is that a real thing or are you making a joke?
I'm serious.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, the comments are like really, really happy with it. And Human Fall Flat, if you don't know, if anybody in the audience doesn't know what it is, it's a multiplayer puzzle game that controls a lot like Gang Beasts.
Yeah.
So it's
super super frustrating to watch you guys.
It's a multicam edit and it's really sunny. It's really funny and
the
goofy.
The amount of times Greg or Nick grabbed someone and just went off the ledge because it was fucking hilarious. Just you know, it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
It beat the level.
Really funny.
But I get
yeah.
it. Hey, they were having fun.
Yeah, totally.
Just
totally.
As someone who enjoys puzzles, it was like just figure out the puzzle.
It's a good episode, man. It's a good episode.
Goldfish?
Well. I had to eat something with the pills that I took.
Yeah, sure.
The leave that I take. But yeah, so Human Fall Flat's being played at the Kinda Funny Interside Championship Saturday at PAX. Greg's gonna be there.
Woo! Second to last day to get one of these. If you want one, we will never print these again, so. And I did a great job photographing this shit. Look at him.
You really did.
He looks beautiful.
You really did.
All right, that's it. That's it for housekeeping.
I guess that's housekeeping.
I'm not sure why the graphics aren't working, but roll the news.
Ariel Mayer asks.
Yeah, it's not working.
There's a picture of Nick doing that. Oh. Alright, can I get the one, cool Greg? News. Alright, we can do that.
Yeah, to focus.
Why does Andy take pills? I took some Aleve.
Hey man, it's what wrestlers do, all right? He needs to feel better. He was going hard.
Last night we had a big tag team intercontinental championship, and Alejandro Pastor.
Al Pastor.
Al Pastor, you can call me for short. It took a really bad dive. Greg knows all about taking bad dives.
You took a bad bump,
but I was diving just left and right because I'm a high flyer type wrestler.
Absolutely.
And my neck is.
What's up?
No, is this Greg Miller or is this LaCroix
this
boy?
This is Greg Miller. Okay. LaCroix boy would come on camera, you know what I mean? What I want to point out real quick, you just said that you're wearing a Luchador mask. You're talking about being a high flyer. When I debuted your Fire Pro Wrestling character and said you were a luchador, you said, that's kind of racist. Then you walked out. But now you're in here doing exactly what I predicted you would do.
I got this. It's racist when you say it because you're white.
Fair enough.
There it is.
But either way... So, took a bad bump, flying left and right, and my neck is hurting Ariel Mayer. So I took some Aleve, but also I slept bad last night. I slept wrong. I guess I was in a weird position with my neck. So I woke up, and I can't really like lean my neck forward, Kevin.
Dude, like, let me get in there. I got this. I'll work it out.
Can you try to pop it to the right?
Yeah.
You have to go this way, though.
You gotta try. Listen, I know which
you
way to go.
You can't go this way. This way is the fucked up.
Here, just relax.
Cool, Greg, can we get the one?
Just relax. Okay?
Oh.
You heard that?
That was great.
Yeah.
Dude, that was
See,
great.
You don't have to be scared. Here, I'm gonna get in there a little more.
That was great. No, yeah, but the, it's the other way that
no,
fucks
no,
it
I'm
up.
No, I'm just working you right now. I'm just working it, you know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
This is what we do. This is a team, eh?
Cool, Greg, can you bring up the first news story while we're doing this? Oh, we're done.
Yeah, it's done.
Here we
go. Oh man, in news predicted by Tim Geddes, Alec Baldwin out.
I am honestly shocked by this, Kevin.
Me too.
It feels like we just heard about this shit. And
we
it
did.
Seemed like it was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you that all Alec Baldwin had to do was watch our show and realize, oh my God, DC movies have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Right? Because yeah. I feel like every other day we're reporting.
No.
We're reporting.
Reporting. Now, I've heard rumors.
Right.
That it was actually Nick talking about his acting in The Departed that depressed him to the point where he was like, I'm out of this project.
You think that's what caused all this?
Yeah.
This down? This
I mean, that's what I've heard through the grapevine. We've got friends, as you guys know.
Gary Whitta.
Who's our friends? Oh, Gary Whitta?
Yeah. In the movie Biz. You know, he knows he is the grapevine.
I'll tell you what about Gary Whitta. I want to take a ride in that Tesla. I'll tell you that much.
Does he have it already?
Picked it up yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he picked it up yesterday.
I'm headed to Vegas right now.
Why is he going to Vegas?
To drive his Tesla.
Because he's just in the Tesla. That's cool.
It's a 12-hour drive. I feel like he's going to have to stop several times.
He already has started.
Okay.
Anyway, so, but Cougar, you don't have to go back to the other story. I just want to say it real long. He told USA Today, I'm no longer doing that movie. I'm sure there are 25 guys who can play that part. So, thanks for that, Alec Baldwin. Thanks for trying, at least. You know?
But I don't think he did. I think he left
that's
early.
I mean, it's a good effort, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like there's more pressure because Greg Miller's right there?
No.
Oh.
You want me to leave?
No, I'm just kidding, Greg. I'm just kidding.
I need to go get my glasses and film my show anyway.
No, Greg, stay. It's fine. I like having you here.
Good seeing you guys.
No, don't leave.
You're freaking out, Kev?
This just makes me nervous, you know?
What's that?
Incredible Hulk song.
Oh, okay.
As he walks away.
Got it. Ooh, looking over there, kind of. Ooh, Kev. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks for that, Alec Baldwin. Next news story. Cougar, can you bring this up? Mr. Robot to end with season 4 on USA. This comes to us on Deadline.com.
Why would they pick this picture?
Nelly Andreeva. And the tip comes from Denise Petsky. What do you mean? It's a cool picture, man.
Is it? Yeah. Look at the way the dude looks.
Rami Malek? He's cool, man. So after a white-hot debut that catapulted the show into the cultural zeitgeist and earned it a slew of awards, Mr. Robot lost steam in season 2 and has not been able to regain its ratings and critical success since. Still, it remained one of USA's stronger performers in the younger demos. Season 1 of Mr. Robot earned 2 Golden Globes for Best Drama Series and co-star Christian Slater and an Emmy for Rami Malek. Ismail has indicated in the past that he's envisioned the series to run for 4 to 5 seasons. So a lot of people have been telling me to watch season 3. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
I did watch season 2 and I was part of the crowd that was a little bit turned off by season 2.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it was a little bit slower. It just didn't grab me like season 1 did. Season 1 is like one of my, season 1 goes along with True Detective season 1 and with like Fargo season 1, you know what I mean? Like,
as someone who's completely, like, I've never watched Mr. Robot, I've heard a lot about it. It sounds interesting.
I think you would love it.
You recommend it?
I think you would love it,
okay.
Kevin. Yes.
The idea of it ending with 4 seasons excites me. That's something I can bite onto, you know, and just move forward.
Piss Librarian in chat says season 3 is much improved from season 2, which is good to hear. I'm excited about that. But let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. So Mr. Robot has reached an SVOD deal with Amazon. Follows Elliot Anderson, Malek, the cyber... Okay, we're just summarizing the show now. But yeah, I think it's really great. Yeah. Season 2.
I like when shows have endings. Is what I'm saying, though, because it like then you know that at season 3 they're not gonna start putting that bullshit in where it's like, oh, now you're just doing filler because you never thought you'd get to season 4.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that this has an end to it.
Well, there was an article I read yesterday where it said that Sam Esmail, the creator and showrunner and writer, one of the main dudes, said that he never had a long term vision for it anyway. So it's good to put an end to it quickly.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sweating in weird spots on my head.
I know, but we're committed, you know what I mean?
My whole skull is just...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's pretty
interesting. Oh, it's hot in here.
Pretty cool. But
it's
yeah,
the sacrifice you make, though.
I really think you should give it a shot. I think you would love it. Mm-hmm. It's got really, really intriguing cinematography, writing. Rami Malek is, again, phenomenal as the lead actor.
Sure, sure.
I think he's so good in the part. And it's intense in moments. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I got a lot of flack for on the internet yesterday.
Yeah.
For saying that season two of My Hero Academia had a lot of filler. Got a lot of slack for it. I had to fucking mute the notifications because so many people were jumping in my menchies. Kevin.
Getting right in
and
there.
Telling me, Andy, you're fucking crazy. There's no filler in season two.
Interesting.
What I meant to say was, a lot of people are saying, there's only one filler episode in season two, Andy. What I meant to say is, the 25 episodes could have been 10 to 15. Like, every episode does the typical anime thing of, like, let's summarize all the other shit that's happened and show you scenes from other episodes that have already happened. And it's even more noticeable when you're binging it because you're seeing the same recaps every episode. Right. Anyway, season two of My Hero, not that good. A little bit of a dip for me. Mm-hmm. Hopefully season three brings it back up, but that's neither here nor there, Kevin. Some people, are, again, in here chat are like, Andy, you're right. And some people are like, Andy, dot, dot, dot. You know? Here's, again, guys, it's like, people are so accepting and so willing to accept that these shonen anime are like
shonen,
I got a lot of...
Shonen anime? What
yeah, shonen is like an anime that like, directed towards a younger kid, the younger audience or whatever. Okay. They're like, well, yeah, Andy, but that's every anime. It's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's good.
It shouldn't be accepted that...
Sure. You're gonna have, you know, several episodes that end and you're just like, really? That's it? Come on, guys. Come on. Let's hold these to a higher standard, guys. Just accept it for what it is, Andy. Enjoy it for what it is. No. Then that means I'm trying to enjoy something that's inherently not great, you know? It's like the Solo movie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. God.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't bring up Star Wars.
I know, man.
I feel that.
I know. First half of season three is insane. That's what I've heard, Kumail. I'm excited. I'm excited to get started on season three, man. Cool Greg, next news story. DC Universe announces its launch date, the new streaming service, and it reveals new images from Titans.
A show that no one's excited about.
No one's excited about, but I think
scrolling down.
I just wanted to have these images up. I don't really, there's not much to talk about. It's just we get to see how sort of gritty and dirty and green this world is. It looks like it's being filmed in the Matrix.
Yeah.
You know, everything in the Matrix is all green.
I mean, these
films.
Pictures look a lot better than the previous pictures of them
sure,
walking around.
Sure, but they also just look like really cool fan art. You know what I mean? Like cool cosplay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Anyway, so Beast looks pretty cool. Beast Boy. And I guess that's it.
What's Raven? The name of the Firestarter?
Starfire?
Starfire looks cool.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, I think Robin even looks badass.
Yeah, I just really didn't like the trailer with him being like, fuck Batman.
Yeah.
What did he say? Is that what he said?
Fuck Batman.
Yeah, it's like,
do I look like him because I have a mask on right now? Can I get the one cool Greg? Fuck Batman. What I don't know why I did my mouth like that.
No, you didn't.
Fuck Batman.
Ew.
You know? All right, next D star. We're flying through these.
Yeah. We actually have to end early because Jared wants us to.
Jared has a flight.
Yeah, he was like, he saw us walk in this outfit, and he was like, don't make it a long show.
Right.
It's just not worth it. No, it's someone else.
No.
That's weird.
Not at all, Jared.
Didn't call you.
No. Next news story. Can you bring this up, cool, Greg? Star Wars Resistance character cards reveal Team Fireball, BB-8, and more. The thing that sort of shocked me the most about this show, Kevin.
The quote is beep, boop, beep.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. The thing that shocked me the most is not only is Poe in the show, but he's voiced by Oscar Isaac.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
That's
now,
interesting.
The thing that kind of
this guy? Why is he wearing a helmet?
I mean, they had to have another fucking, you know, witty robot. They need another witty robot.
Not gonna lie, witty robots are great.
Sassy robot. Here we have Kaz. It's from Metal Gear. Fan of Pan.
Solo did a lot of things wrong, but the robot was really cool.
Nah, she was fine. She's kind of annoying.
No, man. She started a rebellion by accident. That was fucking hilarious.
K2SO was the best.
And then she got imprisoned forever in the Millennium Falcon. Yeah, it's so sad.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Like, that's the one thing she, like, didn't want to do.
She's with her friends forever, man.
But she's not, because Lando left her.
We got Tam, we got Niku.
He lost her in a bet, and then he just left her forever. Yeah.
Said later.
So her brain is in there. I'm
and
sure
she was in love with Lando.
No, Lando was in love with her. It was
the thing that worries
was also
me.
Funny.
In this image, Poe is not in this image. Why not? Is he not a main character? I guess not.
Yeah.
I bet you because they can't afford Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, he's expensive.
They just need him for a few lines here and there.
Now, do you think it's the same voice that does the BB-88?
You mean like Bill Hader?
Was it Bill Hader?
I think Bill Hader was one. We gotta look it up. Because Bill Hader was a consultant for the voice.
Oh, that's good.
But somebody else did the... Oh, Ben Schwartz. Ben Schwartz from Parks and Rec.
He was BB-8.
Yeah, but Bill Hader started the... Here's the thing, like, there's, like, all these...
how do you think that call went? They called up Bill Hader and they're like, so we're gonna do this little droid, and Bill Hader's like, yeah, make it beep and boop.
Yeah. That was a good Bill Hader impersonation. Pretty good.
Call Ben Schwartz. He's fucking great at that shit.
So check it out. When I Google BB-8 voice, look at the three videos that pop up. The two of these three videos that pop up immediately.
Real quick. Look how scary my teeth look in this.
I don't like it one bit. I don't like it at all. Ew. It's so disgusting. It looks like a stingray's mouth.
Yeah, it
you
does.
You know when you see a stingray open its mouth and you're like, ugh, look at that little mouth.
They have the little faces in the
So tummies. When I type in BB-8 voice, it says, there's a video called Ben Schwartz on creating BB-8's voice in Star Wars Episode 7.
Why is it two
And then the third video is Bill Hader on being the voice of BB-8 in Star Wars. So who's the voice?
Nobody knows.
Who's the voice? Anyway, so that's it. I think this show, I'm going to give this show a shot, especially because it'd be starting from the beginning. Uh-huh. You're starting from scratch.
What does that mean?
Where, like, Rebels and Clone Wars are already out there. It seems like a big...
Oh, I see what you're saying. You can jump on now, and then 100 episodes in, you're like, hey, man, I know this fucking lore.
But it seems like a big undertaking to start Rebels or Clone Wars now with how many episodes there are. Where with this, it's like, all right, let me keep up. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I like it first. You know what I mean?
Keep moving, though. We got a lot. I didn't realize how many stories we have.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, next news story. Kevin, you put this one in there.
A story nobody gives a fuck about. Apple announcing their new phone September 12th. Ooh, they're going to take your money again. Are they going to charge you $1,500 for it? Probably. Yeah, probably.
Most companies are.
Their new logo, though. Cool, got to go back to it. Andy was asking me, why is it just a circle? Aside from looking cool and kind of like Tron, it's because their new company. What is it called? Headquarters.
The
HQ.
The new campus is called the UFO.
HQ. It looks like a big circle like that.
Here's what this reminds me of.
It's a lot like Tron. Is it going to be rose gold?
This logo reminds me of the Dyson fans.
Yeah.
Just the circles.
Do you know how those fans work?
I don't care to. Kevin, okay. To be honest with you.
Are you sure? Because I could tell you. I looked into it once.
And Kevin, it's like you're telling me how David Blaine does his magic.
I'm just saying, it's really disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, tell me.
So in the base, there's a fan, right?
Okay.
There's a little normal fan that just... circulates air through that, and the way it's built, it just shoves the air out.
That's fucking bullshit.
Isn't that bullshit? It's bladeless. No, unless you go inside it, then there's a fucking blade.
Everybody go tweet at Dyson
no,
vacuum.
Don't.
Tweet at Dyson fans and just say, you liars.
You liars.
Yeah.
Hashtag sweet nasty love.
Can you scroll down in the story, though, Cool Greg?
There's no images.
Yeah, but I just thought, like, what are the rumors out there? Are there rumors that it's going to be a bigger phone?
No, or? It would make sense. For them to have the C version and the Plus version.
Oh, you mean like the more economical?
Yeah. Okay. But they've also now released this line of the X version, which is the fancier phone. Will we get an X Plus? Nobody knows, but it'd be cool. Okay. An X Plus. So like the larger X.
Wow.
An X with a bigger screen. Because the X, very long, but not very wide.
That's
true,
yeah.
Not a lot of surface area there.
What is it? They are... It's expected to pack a 6.1-inch display.
Yeah, see, there we go. A bigger, fatter screen. This chat is broken.
Cool.
Why does this app break all the time?
All right, next news story.
Some good news, guys, for all you dual-languaged home households.
What?
Finally. What? The next story.
Oh, right.
Google Assistant can now understand two languages at once.
I don't understand that. Because I just picture a guy speaking English and a guy speaking Spanish at the same time.
No, I mean, think about it. If your mom, you get Google Home for your mom.
You don't have to go to settings and say, switch to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's all... Or you come in and you're like, all right, Google, turn off the lights. And then it's like, no sé qué estás pidiendo.
Oye, Spotify. Puede...
Oye, Google!
How do you say play in Spanish? Jugar?
No, but that's like play.
Yeah. Hey, puedes play,
That's the thing. If it understands two languages, I'm sure it's going to understand Spanish.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the problem. It'll 100%. Understand English. It'll understand Spanish. It won't understand Tex-Mex.
Nah, man, this is Google, so man. They'll get it.
Every household in this in South Texas, in the RGV...
Would you call it Tex-Spanglish?
What's Tex-Mex. That?
Oh, Tex-Mex. We call it Spanglish.
Yeah, Spanglish works too, yeah. But that's the
that's Adam, I grew up with
that's Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, he... I never watched that movie. It seemed like one of his dramatic roles. I watched Punch Drunk Love, which
he's
I
Jewish,
really enjoy.
Right?
Yeah, very Jewish. Is that the part, Eight Crazy Lights, remember?
Does that go in the movie?
Eight Crazy Nights.
Eight Crazy Lights.
Well, it's about...
Like, here's a strobe light. Here's a fucking spotlight. Okay. Well, that's a cool story, I guess.
Y puedes play...
puedes play Ramon Ayala. All right, next news story, Cool G. This one is really cool. I'm really excited about this. Kevin, can you lead this for
me? Google Home in Spanish is really cool, too. Let's just for a second go. Uber is searching for a third city to test its flying taxis, which I didn't know was a thing.
What are the first two cities?
Dallas and LA. Dubai was also on there, and then Dubai pushed out.
Oh, wait. Okay, I get it.
What are you getting?
To me, this reads as if the first two cities have been in testing already.
No. They announced it and it was supposed to start. It hasn't because Dubai was hey, we're cool.
Got it.
We don't want stuff falling down. Dubai, one of the most technologically advanced cities in the world, they didn't want to do it. They're out.
It's pretty cool, man.
But I'm very excited. Will San Francisco be picked? Absolutely not. We're a small city. 49 square miles and only, like... Maybe 4 square miles are like where everything happens.
And where would you even land?
On top of buildings.
That's so dangerous, dude.
No, I don't. They got helipads. They're like helicopter planes. See that? See the little helicopter plane? Now here's my question. If you get a Uber flying taxi from LA, can you take it to San Francisco? That's only an hour flight. Flying. I don't know the max speed on a helicopter. I believe it's around 180 miles per hour. I don't know what kind of plane they're using.
Yeah, what I assume is like...
We need to travel like 300 miles an hour, which is what...
The cost of fuel and whatever probably will be equal to like the cost of a real flight. So just take a plane and it'll be faster.
I'd assume. Will it though?
Yeah, I'd assume so.
Well, because like Uber, you can pull out your phone and fucking boop, boop.
What do you mean?
When you're Ubering, you just pull out your phone and you press a button and then the Uber comes. Isn't that not how flying Uber? You go to a little flying station?
No, I'm talking about like these devices are not going to go as quick as an airplane would. They're not going to move as fast. So your travel time is going to be longer and the amount of whatever cost it might take for like... Because imagine taking just like a fucking regular Uber from LA to San Francisco. Like a flying one... Based on its fuel and shit like that, I mean, it'd probably be around the same cost.
Jet Bucket says, not flying cars. Yeah, it looks in the picture there, because we haven't read the article.
It looks like a plane.
It looks like a little weird plane slash helicopter hybrid.
Mark from the Red says, what the fuck am I looking at? We're talking about Uber, man.
Yeah, dude, Uber flying taxis, man.
Uber and some flying stuff.
Where's the flying car? Why don't we have that jet skateboard that we were looking at last time? I want it. But I want it cheap. I'd be willing to pay $10,000 for it.
$10,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For what?
The flying skateboard.
The skateboard?
Yeah.
You would... No.
What?
That's such a bad idea.
Why? Anything can kill you, Andy.
I got an itch right
see
here.
You're scratching
it's real hard.
Dude. Yeah.
It's real hard to get.
I've gotten used to these masks. I'm actually enjoying the heat.
It's like near my eyeball.
If I'm being honest.
All right, next news story.
Wait, no, how much would you pay for a flying skateboard?
For a flying skateboard?
Yeah.
Like $9,500?
You have to pay you have to pay more for motorized skateboards right now.
This is one of your cool guys because it was close.
Alright, our next story. Samsung's 8K QLED TV looks great, but who needs it? No one! No one needs it. Some of the first commercial 8K TVs. I just bought a 4K TV. He just bought a 4K TV. Be cool, guys. Stop updating stuff.
Samsung, relax, dude.
Yeah, chill out, man.
Who are you trying to impress? All
not right? us with your QLED. Get that O in there. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
This is upsetting news.
85-inch? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that big. That's pretty cool.
No, yeah, they got an even bigger.
You know what? I'm sold.
No, you're not.
I'm sold. How much would you pay for this? The cost of a flying skateboard?
I would pay nothing for this.
Really?
Yeah, because what could run 8K?
That's cool. Everybody's like, there's not even 8K content.
Yeah, you need a computer with multiple graphics cards. Like, the cost of it would be insane. Frankly, I love my TV that I have.
Yeah, you would need a PC that's basically like a fucking Bitcoin farm. You know? Like one with like 20 1080s and stuff like that.
Hey, you probably get away with four 1080s.
Tomato, tomato, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just disappointing news. 8K TV is starting to be sold. I hate it.
Yeah, but this is, that's, what was that from? Like some fucking...
Let's just say CES. I didn't read it.
Yeah, it's basically like CES.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. CES.
Yeah, there it is.
No, IFA. IFA's the one. I remember when I
don't know what IFA is.
When I was really...
I thought that was a soccer
when
term.
When I was really into tech. FIFA is a tech.
Yeah.
And UEFA is another term. When I was super into tech, and I was into, like, what new phone is going to be released, and, like, IFA...
CES.
And CES, there was a lot... Well, you know, it's kind of like Gamescom and E3 and shit. Yeah, man, the thing is, like, Netflix is barely getting that shit, and if you do want good 4K content to be streamed, you need to be hardwired in and have, like, an intense internet connection.
My 4K is fine on Wi-Fi, yeah.
Your Wi-Fi?
It looks good. I'm actually, I was super surprised. I was watching Lord of the Rings, which I think it's the UHD version.
I don't think so. On Netflix?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, it looked great. I was blown away by how good it looked. I know it's an old movie.
Planet Earth is definitely
4K. Yeah, it's 4K. But the Blu-rays look way better.
Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad are also 4K.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. I've been watching Paul's stories. You look very unenthused with Lord of the Rings.
I hate it. They're such bad movies.
They're so incredible, man.
No. Mm-hmm. No. It was like in the moment thing. Like they were like, oh, these are so cool. Nerd culture is great. Let's give these movies Oscars. It's
no really way, disappointing. Man. Incredibly written.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's really good.
It's bad.
Good stuff. Your mouth, can we get the one on Kevin? You look like your mouth right there, the mouth hole of this looks like Wallace and Gromit.
It does! It looks just like Wallace and Gromit!
That's why you look like that. Like when you show your teeth, you know their teeth are always showing? That's what it reminds me of. Alright, I guess last news story. This is the big topic, but our graphics aren't working, so...
But you can hear it.
You can hear it.
Just imagine it. Close your eyes when we do that.
It was a little fart.
Yeah.
Lego built a full-scale drivable Bugatti Chiron or Chiron?
Nobody knows.
Out of Technic pieces, Chiron, including engine and a 5.3 horsepower.
Top speed of 12 miles per hour. But it's made out of Legos. I'm not saying buy this because you guys refuse to buy things that I recommend for you to buy to the office, which frankly just hurts my feelings. It hurts Andy's feelings too. He talks about it sometimes.
No, I never.
And his sleep. It's not a big deal.
The thing I don't like about how it looks is it looks like it's paisley.
Patterned. I think that looks cool.
But it's not. Really paisley pattern, that's just how the pieces look.
Now, do you think they glued the pieces together, too?
Oh, they had to have.
Yeah.
There's no way they're all connected, just... There's no way.
It's so cool looking. And it works. It goes at 12 miles per hour. Now, is there a video of it driving?
I mean, there was that GIF up top.
Wait, no, keep going down. Let me look at the engine really quick.
Man, look at that, dude. Modern engineering... And we still can't fucking find the cure for baldness, dude.
No flying cars either, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want the flying skateboard cheap. Oh, there's gears and stuff in there. There's liars.
What do you mean? Oh, you thought all that shit was made out of Legos? No.
I don't know, man. They do crazy shit out of Legos.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah. Those close-up view is really nice. Can you scroll up a little bit? That one.
That's really cool.
That's where you get to see, like, the foundations of those pieces. That's really cool.
Yeah. Now let's go to the video really quick, play it without any audio on. Oh, there it is.
Whoa, it's so cool seeing them side by side.
Oh, it's pretty. That looks really uncomfortable. Yeah. That looks wildly uncomfortable.
Yeah, it sure does.
Also, now you can't see the driver's face, but from his body language, you can tell he's like, fuck, I hope this thing doesn't explode.
You know what I would want to do to this?
Crash into a wall?
I would really want to do... The Street Fighter challenges, you know when Ryu fucking beats up like a red Ferrari?
Oh, yeah, and it's like, yeah.
You know, just try to beat up a car and just see if it breaks. I'm super strong, so it probably would. Anyway, that's really cool, man. Video's still stuttering, by the way. sure you notice that.
I'm well aware. Monday sucked.
All right, cool. Thanks for that, cool Greg.
Thanks for bringing that up, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem, man.
Hey, you know how Party Mode's still getting low views?
Wow. Wow. what's next, Kevin?
It can't explode. It doesn't use gas. But the driver doesn't feel that in his heart. He just feel all the pieces about to fall apart.
Yeah.
Next is tips, I believe?
Yeah, let's go to our tips. I have no access to it.
Give me your fucking money!
She threw it all.
Yeah, they imagined it, though.
She threw it all.
They imagined it. Cool, Rick, you open up tips?
Yeah, he's got them up there.
Yeah.
There we go.
And wait, one more cheers as well, and then get rid of the subscribers for now.
I love it. He's so fucking quick and tactile. Is that the right word?
Who are you talking about?
Okay, cool, Greg.
Oh, yeah, he's yelling.
Yeah.
A lot of tips today. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah. Mr. Batson tipped $5. Says, I need t-shirt sizes for everyone at Kinda Funny. Everyone, please and thank you.
Medium, medium, large, 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 large.
Yeah. Who's medium? Me and Cool Greg?
You and Nick.
Me and Nick. Cool Greg's large?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, Cool Greg? Or are you extra large?
Large.
Yeah, there you go.
He's really tall.
And then, is that everyone?
Medium, medium, large, 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 large. Just go overdo it with the large is what I say.
Mm. Throw a couple XL, double XL. I don't know what Jared is.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about them because they're part-timers.
Sure, yeah, sure. But thanks for the $5, Mr.
Uh-oh. Stream, I think, is fucked. Cool, Greg. Are we seeing the red light on the bottom left?
Yeah.
Ah, it sucks. Still going? Okay, hopefully that was just a random hiccup. As always, we are still struggling with Comcast and their refusal to go anything higher than 40 megabits up.
People saying it's getting framey.
Yeah. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
On the middle like square, there's one that says GC551. Can you right click on that, hit properties? And then deactivate and reactivate. This might screw everything up.
Oh boy. Well, the thing is, I type butthole in the chat and it seems like it'll fix it.
I don't know what the middle square is.
Don't worry about it. It like seems like it's fixed. People stop complaining about it. Oh, it's back. Refresh the butthole.
Yeah.
Magic bullet.
There you go.
Fixed it. Got working. It. Yeah.
Wow, crazy. Next tip is from Ant-Man0208. Tip $5 says, hey guys, I was in a depressing mood this morning. I thought my day was ruined until I saw Spider-Man in review and was immediately uplifted again. Thank you for making me smile each day for all the hard work and content you give us all. Oh, we forgot to put that in housekeeping. Yeah, the Spider-Man review is out today.
Yeah.
We reviewed
Tokyo Virus. Don't watch Games Daily. Go check it out. It's pretty funny.
I mean, you know, watch both, maybe. Why not?
Yeah. Well, because the LaCroix boys.
You know, oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to stick them where I can.
Either way, I thought it was a great review. There was a moment where I laughed for at least like 18 minutes straight. But thanks for the $5 donation. We appreciate that, Ant-Man. Holy fuck, a $45 tip from Panzer G2.
Oh, shit, dude. Jeez Panzer, Louise. That's awesome.
I love everything about this Minority Report. Lucha Leche, Kevin, for El Presidente.
I don't like the Lucha Leche.
Leche. That's pretty good.
I don't like that.
A lechador. I like it.
I like the El Presidente part.
Thanks for that really awesome tip. That's very generous of you, Panzer. We appreciate you, man. $5 from Justin. Says, first time watching live. Been a long time listener, though. I have man crushes on all of you, except Andy. He sucks. Hashtag Johnny Ace. Just kidding. Love you too, Andy.
That was good. You got him.
Justin, for hurting my feelings, you have to tip us again $5. Thanks for that.
Please.
Diggerdew tipped $5, and he says, hello, good sirs. What's your luchador backstories? Well, mine, Alejandro Pastor. I grew up in the dark, dirty streets of McAllen, Texas, in the RGV, where we don't play no games. But the thing is, Kevin, I tried to play games.
Oh, shit.
I tried.
Fuck, this is
and
really
I was
good.
Outcast from the city.
Oh, no.
Outcast from the city. So what did I have to do? I fought everybody in the Congress offices. What are they called? Just like, you know, like the people who work there in the local government.
Yeah,
I fought all of them, dude.
Okay.
High flying.
Okay. You know? One of those people you were fighting.
You?
My mother.
Your mother? Oh my God.
Yeah. Dude. So because of that, I put on the luchador mask to fight back.
But then
we teamed up. Yeah. Because like I was like, oh shit, he's been cast out. I was trying to stand up for the little people.
Yeah.
We could do it better together.
You were like my Latina mom, and I was like, I have a Latina mom too.
Yeah.
And that's how we
there
both.
There it is. Yeah.
That's true. Thanks for that, Digger Dude, for the $5. Ron Stantino, $500 cheers. Thanks for the 500 bits from Ron Santini. He says, happy Thursday, Minority Report. Thank you for blessing us with one of your best morning shows this year. Is it exhausting being the most stylish tag team in the league? Que viva el Minority Report. Oye, bro.
Nah, man, it's not exhausting looking this good when you're this good at it.
No, not at all, man. Not at all, dude. Here, let's do the thing again. There we go. Can we scroll up a little bit? Cool, Greg. Let's see. We're doing good on time, by the way.
Yeah, no, we're doing great.
Dingerdo, another $5 tip, says, hello, good sirs. Oh.
What's your luchador backstory?
There's two tips there, so you may have been dinged twice, Dingerdo.
That's on you. We get to keep the money.
Yeah.
There you go.
But you can, if you donate another $14, then we'll try to give you that $5 back.
That's how that works.
Thanks for all the tips, everybody. Thanks for your generosity. Let's move on to... P.S. I love his best friend XOXO. I don't know how. I don't think it's updated.
Joey! Maybe we should do the luchador call.
Oh!
Shall we get her?
She's not answering, yeah.
There she is. She heard the luchador call. No, Joey, you gotta wear your mask.
I'm not coming on camera, so it's fine.
You gotta wear your mask, Joey.
It's too hot there.
For moral support.
Yeah. There's no mouth hole.
Use the mic.
There's no mouth hole. PS, I love his best friend.
It's on there.
Is it?
So here's the thing. I'm taking the mic off for this.
Good, you should. You should.
That's our new thing. Don't nominate people for kind of funny, for PS, I love this best friend. That's what.
Hold it the right way, though. Hey.
My wrist is tired.
Shout out people, man.
Then I have to come up with things on the fly because we don't have people. I know that there's lots of people in the community doing things, but if you don't tell us about them, then we don't necessarily know that it's happening.
Right.
So
Joey nominated all the best friends at PAX West. And why, Joey?
I did. I nominated everybody at PAX West because earlier this week we posted the full schedule of various things that you can do at PAX on the Facebook group, on the subreddit, and on both Patreons. Oh, there's a list of... some community events. There's a list of all the panels you can find Greg. There's a list of places you can find Jared because he's going to be on one of the panels with Greg. There's links to things that Andrew Renee is doing, the busiest lady in the business. There's like, if you wanted to go to something for every member of Kinda Funny that will be at PAX, you would have a full schedule just on that.
There's something for everybody, folks.
That's exciting stuff. We highly recommend it.
Joey, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. So go hang out with people, send me pictures, so I have a lot of FOMO, and have fun.
SpaceTime Dave in the chat is saying, can I get a shout out for Joey? Joey, sure. Shout outs to you.
Thank you.
No.
But don't do it in the Kinda Funny / best friend, because that is not a place for any of us.
No.
That's for best friends.
SpaceTime Dave was asking for a shout out from Joey.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was like, can I get a shout out, Joey?
SpaceFan Dave.
Huh? Yeah, shout out to SpaceFan Dave. Thanks for that, Joey.
Oh, you're right. Can I get a shout out, Joey?
So, yes, we do have a giveaway, guys, and we should be giving away a code soon. But before, we have to tell you about our sponsor, Kevin.
Who's our sponsor this week?
Our sponsor, Kevin, is MeUndies.
Oh, Greg and Tim love those.
They love
things.
Their MeUndies, yeah. Kevin. So MeUndies uses a micromodal fabric, which is full 3 times softer than regular cotton, Kevin. I don't know how they do it. Don't ask me, okay?
Science, bro.
I couldn't believe how soft these things were. I've felt Greg's in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
All of Greg's in my hands. Yeah.
His skin also very soft behind it.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's exactly why. It's the exact fabric you're going to want down there. They release multiple fun prints each month in matching socks and bralettes. Talk about, they're telling me stuff to talk about, sorry. You can even get a matching pair with your partner. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. You're gonna love these undies. But if you're not into it, just send them back for a full refund, Kevin.
So, the other day on Games Daily, or I think it was like last week, it was also sponsored by MeUndies, and it was Jared and Gary Witta. And they were like, they're probably wearing it right now. And I was like, no guys, they're for sure wearing it. And they're like, there's no way you can know that. Wrong.
You just know.
No, it's not that you just know.
Mm.
Tim and Greg both did this, threw out all their regular underwear, literally threw them out. They had holes everywhere, so it was time.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And are only wearing MeUndies.
They're exclusive now.
Yeah, that's how amazing these are.
Is it, they've exclusively gone MeUndies. Wow.
Totally.
The underwear landscape.
Mm-hmm. They got a subscription service too.
Whoa, no way. Tell me about it. MeUndies just launched a brand new membership. You can level up to your top drawer with new undies each month. Members gain access to exclusive prints that no one can get. They get special member pricing on every product MeUndies makes, and you can switch styles, and you can skip any month you want. I love that one. I love that one right there. Everybody, to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That is MeUndies.com/morning. You're gonna love them. Greg and Tim love them. Maybe I'll try them out, Kev. You know what I'm saying?
I'm scared. Because I feel like it's gonna change my life and that's all I'm gonna do.
You're gonna get spoiled.
Yeah. How would you say this name right there?
Ooh, CKYCODYH. So CKY, and then COD is Call of Duty. YH means
you.
Yeah. Harry?
In the chat says, how did we get to this point?
Anyway, so the winner of the giveaway, Kevin, again, the giveaway was sponsored by MeUndies. The way to win the giveaway, there are four ways you could be in chat right now with us. You could be a subscriber to us on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you have Amazon Prime, you also have access to Twitch Prime. And Twitch Prime gives you a free sub. You can use it on anybody you want, or you can use it on us. That'd be really cool. Ways three and four, you could be subscribers or supporters on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Or patreon.com/kindoffunny at the $2 or above level. The winner of the giveaway is Gilbert Alanzalon. That's a cool last name. Alanzalon from Kind of Funny Games Patreon. Gilbert wins We Happy Few on PS4.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Gilbert.
That's a game that people seem to be very divisive on us. Let us know if you like it.
I mean, what I've seen is like it's like a 7.5 to 8.5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe not 8.5, maybe like 8.2, right? But anyway, congrats, Gilbert. Taco69 says, damn, that's not me. It's not you, Tacos.
But maybe you, next time. Stay in the chat.
Well, I'll give you a high five, Tacos. All right? Can I get the one cougar? Bah! Can you make the sound effect of me doing a high five? Ready? There you go. So pretend I did that with you.
That was really good. Another good moment of teamwork there.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. What's our tag team name, Billy?
Minority Report.
Oh, right. Dope.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get to the 3-3, guys. Queue up your questions in chat, comments, concerns, compliments.
Because we got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we got to get out.
Yeah, we got like 5 minutes. So let's get them going. Come on. Ask the Minority Report some stuff.
Kevin El Pandulce Coelho and Andy In-N-Out Cortez. You better fucking take that back, Get Buckets. Get Buckets, you take that back immediately. All right?
You don't like In-N-Out?
To associate me with In-N-Out, Kevin? When have I ever said that I love In-N-Out? I like their burgers.
They're good burgers. You ever get them toasty?
I have to. There's no other way.
It's so good.
It's like toast. If it's
animal style or regular?
Either way, the thing. Like, I think they're both whatever.
Oh, okay.
I think the normal. Down. Yeah. Here's the thing with me, Kevin.
If you're gonna
give me a burger that isn't toasted, get it out of my face, dude. All right. Mm-hmm. Alejandro El Pastor is coming for you. I said the wrong name. Alejandro Pastor.
Sarah A. Morris says, where did you get the masks? Amazon.
Yeah.
We just Googled luchador masks. Or we just Amazon looked up luchador mask, and these are the ones that Prime has.
Andy is the Mickey Rourke of the Kind of Funny Wrestling Federation. I like it. You know, I started off hot, took a big downturn because of drugs. Maybe with alcohol. It was one of those. But now I'm back and I look like I'm dying.
Panzer G2 says,
"What is
who
it?
Toasts a burger? Well, I mean, the we buns. Toast the bun.
Panzer, the
bun.
Panzer.
Whoa.
The buns,
what
dude.
The fuck, you can't just unmask in front of people. No.
The buns, Panzer.
Andy, stop. Al Pastor, stop.
Alejandro Pastor.
I thought it was Al Pastor for short.
Look at Tobey Maguire when it's like half off. He's like, his weird lips.
Why do you have a different name if you show your face? Because we all know you're Andy at that point.
Yeah, see? Like, thank you, Cool Greg.
I think it's up to the audience interpretation, dude. Like, you know what I mean? All right, let's go to sub-only mode now.
Please someone do that for us, because our fingers aren't good like that.
Damn it, I can't do it.
Wasted_bandwidth says, what the fuck, man?
Subscriber mode.
Duke_Silver_
How the hell do you do it, Zyger?
Dude, it's Andy. Nah, that's special effects, man.
Lexi Gunner, Andy, are you sad that former Spur David West retired? No, that ring chaser, get out of here, dude. Andy, Kevin, see the mask like Montana when you use shield. Oh, Richard Jackson made a Rainbow Six Siege reference. I didn't know the character offhand, but I know how that looks. So yes, that's a very good. That's a very good observation.
Mr. Yasman 300, I haven't been to the movies in a while. Busy life, dude. I've been playing a lot of video games, trying to learn how to weld, prepping for my luchador stuff. I'm doing an open mic later today. So I'm busy life, busy life.
Was that Jon Snow? No, Kevin. It was Juan Snow. Give me the one, cool, Greg. We have to build the wall! Now!
I like when you it's grab the good. Little
Well, yeah, because it gets in the way. It's kind of constricting, yeah.
It's not in the way, though.
Constricting. All right, I think we should end the show, man. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
Guys, thanks for watching this morning show. Kevin, Lucha Leche, hashtag Mama Leche.
No.
Thanks for watching, guys. I am Alejandro Pastor, a.k.a. Al Pastor. We appreciate y'all tuning in. We got the Nightcrawler back there on control. Stay tuned for Games Daily coming up next. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Comment on this video and watch it. Pew, 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 bye, guys.
You know what I mean, guys? Pew, pew, pew.